All right, Cam McAndoo, we heard you in the background of this thing. Hey, congratulations, man. Really happy for you. I think a lot of people are. Third place, first career podium. I think your best was sixth before. And what a night. And why tonight? Were you feeling it? What was the deal?
Yeah, if I felt like I was, it was the sixth place thing was almost haunting me this season. I think I've gotten five of them this season, and I came into Vegas tied with a three-way tie for fifth in points, and this is by far the best position I've ever been in any Supercross season. I've only ever done three Supercrosses in my past seasons, and honestly, today, like all morning, I felt so off in practice, and I knew I always feel that way. I was telling Ziggy and Jeff in the semi, I said that halfway through the season, my mechanic Derek said, hey, like, whenever it is that you figure out what your deal is in qualifying, whether it's 2 years down the road or whatever, like, I just want you to give me a call that day you figure it out and tell me what it was. Because, like on an average weekend, I'm qualifying 9th and 10th, and I go into the night show knowing that I'm a 5 to, 7 place guy, and I think I qualified overall 16th in East-West, and then I got 6th in my heat race, and I put myself in a good position in the beginning of the main, and I was like, dang, dude, I got the pace, and I was going.
Hey, you were going after Ferrandis a little bit.
Yeah, I was in 4th, I think. I passed in, and I passed RJ, and then I'm like, well, why not? Like, I've begun to start getting that belief that I am that guy,
right.
And towards the beginning of this season, there's no way I ever think about chasing Ferrandis down. And even in the heat race, I got passed by Colt, and like I kind of put it in there and passed him back in the whoops and just stuff like that. And I really just told myself, like, dude, catch 34. And I had a group of guys behind me, and I knew it. And with five laps to go, I almost, kind of lost track of that, and then I just put it back down, like, dude, we got to catch 34. That was kind of my goal the whole main event, and I just rode it as hard as I could, and it was, I was kind of like, dang it, when RJ got me with one lap to go, and I felt like I almost got him back after the whoops,
it was RJ, it was you, and it was Sexton right there.
Yeah, exactly.
And anything could have happened.
Yeah, I bet you that Dan and Jeff and all those guys, their stress levels were through the roof between Chase's championship, my first ever podium if I was going to get it, and RJ getting second. Like, that's his career best too. He's got it once before. It just, it was unreal. And tonight is honestly probably the best time for me to do it. Currently, I don't have anything going into outdoors and for 20, so I truly felt like that whole race, I was like, dude, I belong up here. Like, I'm one of these guys, and I'm here to stay. So
it was really cool to see. And so outdoors, nothing yet. Get a fill-in ride, somebody calls you. I mean, you're kind of open, right?
Yeah, exactly. And my team has been amazing to me. Obviously, they wish, I think, just as much as I do, that the cards were a little bit different, and they had a spot for me and an opportunity for me to go race them. But they're gonna help me to stay on a motorcycle. I'm gonna be out at Nuevo on Monday, pounding out 30s with Christian. So I'm gonna be ready, and I'm gonna stay ready.
Well, cool, man. Hey, I think a lot of people at Geico and a lot of your friends are really happy for you. You've had this breakout ride, and this is how things start. Unfortunately, it's the end of the Supercross season, but this is how things start, where you start being like, oh, shit, I can do this. And hopefully that happens for you, man. Good job.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.